to other Christians, white people to other white people, people of color too, thinkers to other thinkers, feelers too, affluent people to other affluent people, and so on, a poverty of friendship will be the outcome. One-dimensional friendships, while having the appearance of connection, can also be quite shallow. Unless the single dimension that initially attracts us to each other develops into other broader and deeper dimensions. A Case for Befriending. In his magnificent book on human connection, The Four Loves, C.S. Lewis says that all true friendship begins when one person looks at another and says, "You too?" Starting a friendship around a common interest or passion is natural, and it is not in itself a bad thing. Consider David and Jonathan, for example. One was the son of a humble shepherd, the other the son of a king, and they became the best of friends. Though their social and economic situation was very different, their friendship nonetheless began with a, "You too?" And theirs was the most solid "you too" that any two people can have, because David and Jonathan both loved and were sold out to the Lord. They became the best of friends. Although their friendship began with a foundation of "you too," the connection between David and Jonathan grew in depth, breadth, and layers. A shared love for God matured into a reciprocal transparency, vulnerability, love, and loyalty between them that would later move David to adopt Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, after Jonathan died.